This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The state health department is sending out reminders about a vaccine that protects against the most common sexually transmitted infection in the U.S. CPR's John Daly reports.
The infection is HPV, human papillomavirus. Persistent HPV infections can cause 6 different types of cancer. The HPV vaccine offers lasting protection against those infections that cause those cancers. The health department is sending text messages and email notifications to families of nearly 317,000 children ages 11 to 18 years. Records in the Colorado Immunization Information System show these children may be overdue for an HPV vaccine. The vaccine has led to an 88% drop in HPV infections and precancerous conditions in teens and young adults who get it. People can exempt a child from school-required vaccines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has long promised climate-friendly electricity, but CPR's Sam Brash reports the state now wants to keep a Pueblo coal plant up and running.
The Polis administration filed the petition with utility regulators, asking them to kick back the retirement date for Pueblo's Comanche 2 power plant from the end of this year to the end of next year. They say that should give Xcel Energy enough time to fix Comanche 3, a bigger, newer power plant next door. But environmental groups say that's unnecessary and will leave households paying to maintain outdated coal plants. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Stay with us for more All Things Considered. It's 5:06.